We have a singer-songwriter joining us today. She is 17 and is a senior at Pittsburgh Kappa. I'm looking forward to hearing the songs she's going to share. And we're going to just start right off with the first one. This is Ivy Evelyn.
Thank you so much for having me. This is called Not a Coming of Age Movie.
That's Ivy Evelyn live at our studios at SLB. What a beautiful song. Before telling me more about you, tell me about that song. When did you write it?
I wrote it I think I wrote it this summer. I was seeing a lot of my friends who were a year above me in high school going off to college, and I just was kind of thinking about that in like a what would I feel like if I were all alone, you know, being dropped off at a dorm or anything like that. So I wanted to write a song that kind of like evoked the feeling of like being off on your own for the first time.
They must. I'm hoping you shared that song with some of them.
Yes.
And it probably really moved them.
Yeah. I released it yesterday on all streaming services. So wherever you get your music, you can listen to it.
It's called This Is Not a Coming of Age.
Yeah, Not a Coming of Age movie.
Yeah. Very excellent song.
Thank you so much.
So Ivy, tell me, when did you start playing, writing music? You have a beautiful voice. I'm gathering that maybe you were singing at a really young age.
Yeah, I started playing guitar when I was in second grade, so about 11 years ago. And my parents at first didn't think that I was going to stick with it because I had quit piano lessons after like a week. But I ended up like keeping practicing and yeah, it's turned out really great. I started writing music kind of in like fifth grade. I went to a new school for sixth grade. I went to Kappa. And so I was kind of like processing a lot of emotions with that. So I was writing about that a lot. And it's all self-taught other than guitar. Like I've had lessons, but you know, I've taught myself, you know, how to sing and how to play piano and everything. So how to write music. So
I always, for students that are from Kappa, that's the Creative and Performing Arts Middle and High School here in Pittsburgh Public Schools. What school were you at before you went to Kappa?
Yeah, I was at Winchester Thurston. My mom was an English teacher there, and so me and my brother went there for a couple years.
So that's quite a change.
Yeah.
To go from there to go to Kappa. Not so much the school population per se, but just Kappa. Kappa is quite the environment. You're suddenly very much, you're around a lot of people that also love arts the way you do and love music, and you get a chance to meet a lot of folks. What was the adjustment like for you?
Yeah, I think at Winchester, I was definitely surrounded by a lot of like young people who wanted to create and stuff, but going to Kappa, it was like exactly like you would think it would be. It was like a whole new place. The teachers are all musicians like in the Pittsburgh area, so like being able to go out and hear them play and things like that was really inspiring. And I think also just being surrounded by people who like I knew I automatically had something in common with them was like really reassuring. Going to a new place and a new school, it can be scary, but that was like comforting for me.
As Ivy gets ready to share her next song, Betsy and Todd, her mom and dad are here today, and I want to acknowledge them. You can follow Ivy on Instagram at Ivy Evelyn Music. And you can also find a YouTube video of the song. You just heard Not a Coming of Age movie. And as Ivy Evelyn mentioned just a few moments ago, it's also available on various streaming services. With you tuned up, let's get your next song. I think we'll have time for two more.
Okay.
So what would you like to do next?
Yeah, this one is called Rock Bottom Has a Basement. I wrote this recently. I was complaining to my friend about somebody, and they said, wow, I didn't know that they could stoop that low. I guess Rock Bottom has a basement. And it made me laugh, and I told them that was the song lyric, and they said, no, it's not. So this is kind of my proof that, yes, it is a song lyric. Anything can be a song lyric. And that happens a lot in conversation with my friends. So, yeah, I'm really proud of this one. And I plan on recording it and releasing it in the next coming months. So keep an eye out for that. Rock bottom has a basement. Didn't know it till I saw it in you. My jaw had hit the pavement. As I lined up in the queue, I was waiting for a visit. You were locked up for your crimes. You were counting digits on the walls of your confines. I had so much time. I had so much time, 'cause I was on the outside. The warden had your cell locked, threw away the key. While I climbed to the top, no one heard your pleas. You were sending signals, I was blocking them out. 'Cause your screams were dismal compared to my shouts. I was breaking out. I was breaking out after you shut me down. Shut me down. And maybe it's a joke that I don't understand. Maybe you lied, you were dealt a bad hand. Oh, tongue in cheek, or is it cheek and tongue? Maybe it's a joke that you don't understand. I didn't miss you while I played with my band. Oh, tongue in cheek, or was it cheek and tongue?
That is Ivy Evelyn. Just so you know, I'm talking to Ivy for a minute. I wasn't sitting here checking social media
something.
Okay. I took a little video, just a short one, of you to put up on our social media so people know where to find you. Especially as people are developing, their songs will sound kind of the same. That song was markedly different than the one you played before, which is nice, different tempo and a different style. Also, your voice is incredible. And
thank you so
much. Are you taking is somebody coaching you at Kappa now?
Or? No, I had voice lessons for maybe like a month, but I just kind of feel it out. I honestly don't really think of myself as a singer. Everybody's like, your voice is so great. And I'm like, thank you so much. It's just kind of there. Like, I don't know.
A natural. I don't want to read into this, but did you find formal voice lessons did it take the fun out of it? Or did you just not?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I was joking with my parents when I came in. They were like, do you need to warm your voice up? And I was like, I'll just like run through the song once or twice. I'm kind of like, I don't want to overthink it, because I feel like if I'm focusing too much on my voice and like things like that, I kind of lose some of the emotion behind it sometimes, which I probably should work on being able to do both. But yeah, I think maybe like when I get older, I would definitely try doing vocal lessons and things more. But as of right now, I'm just kind of, you know, having fun.
Yeah, I think the need to conform to that is not necessarily something you have to do. I played tennis a lot when I was in high school and beforehand. And I remember I was a pretty decent tennis player, but I never had a lesson. And my form was awful. And I remember taking lessons at one point, and it made me a worse tennis player. And it also caused me to not like playing so much. So that took maybe about a month until I stopped.
I taught myself piano from playing guitar, and when I went to Kappa, one of like our courses in middle school and some of high school was piano lab, and they were like, okay, you're going to use these fingers to play these notes in this position, and I was like, that's not what I've been doing. That's not right. This feels so wrong. And I was like scared that I was going to like forget how to play piano because they were teaching me these new positions. It was weird.
Yeah, making that adjustment has got to be tough. Did you stick with that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I did it because it was a class we had to do. But yeah, I've gotten a lot better at piano, honestly, from that. And I listen to a lot of like jazz piano things like Errol Garner and Oscar Peterson. And yeah, I mean, I'm not Errol Garner or Oscar Peterson, but yeah, I like listening to the piano and kind of trying out some of their things.
So. Oh, that's very good to hear. You picked two terrific pianists. Are there others that you especially like?
I mean, musicians that I like, I'm a really big fan of Joni Mitchell. I could wax poetic about Joni for hours and hours and hours.
I heard a little Joni Mitchell in your voice. Aww, as you sung that song.
That's like the biggest compliment. Thank you so much.
I really did, and I typically won't say something like that because I don't want to compare you to somebody else, but a little bit, just the freedom and spirit behind your voice.
Aww, thank you.
Was great. We're going to have you end with a song, but do you have any plans yet for after graduation? You'll be graduating in 3 or 4 months.
Yeah, I'm kind of in the process of making a decision. The next song I'm going to play for you, actually, I played at my Berklee College of Music audition, and I got accepted there, which is like a huge deal for me.
It's a huge deal for
anybody. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Thank you so much. I also got into Duquesne and their music program, and I really want to study music therapy, so Duquesne has a great program for that, but I also want to, I don't know, it's a big decision right now. I've got two great options.
They're all reversible and sort of interchangeable, but those are great. Both great choices. Clearly, I'm not the only one who thinks you're as accomplished as you are. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before playing the next song?
Yeah, I mean that song is out on all streaming, Not a Coming of Age Story by Ivy Evelyn. There's a music video on YouTube too. My friend Steph and I put a lot of effort in. We were running around on the bridge in the cold filming it. So I hope if you go watch it, you really enjoy it. And I'm trying to get out there more, and social media is kind of the way to do that nowadays. So any support you could offer is really helpful. And I'm just excited to see what happens next.
Well, thanks for joining us. What's the name of the song you're about to play?
Yeah, this is called Backgrounders.
Once again, Ivy Evelyn.
I've been thinking of you more than I did before. Does it mean something, or am I just bored? God, you were the best, and I was a mess. I would pretend I was together, so you were impressed. And now I'm walking in the snow, listening to Wilco sing about magazines while I walk past your home. Oh, it's outgrown, and they say you are just a hopeless romantic. I say I'm hopeful, but it's all semantics. You were my obsession, but that's not how I present it. But I thought about you more than my best friends. 1, 2, 3, and I've been doing some things to get out the house. They keep me from thinking about your mouth. They recommend parties, but that's not where I'll be. See me through my window writing a song. Oh, it's all wrong. 'cause I'm not where I wanted to be when you were with me. The future was clean, but now the pedal is down. Distortion fills the crowd, confusion all around me. The way nowhere to be found. My brain 6 feet in the ground. It's all just sound. Gravity won't hold on to me. My heart drops right down to my feet. Is this a stroke? What does it mean when you say you don't got the time? It's not like I begged you to be mine. If you say no, I'll be fine. I am not a person of interest, just a backgrounder, no reason to win at you. Were like me, but less. I needed you so I could be my best to tell the world the rest.
Ivy, Evelyn, thank you.
Thank you.
And Mike just wrote five words that'll make you feel good. I heard Joni Mitchell, too, he wrote. So,
I'm honored. Thank you.
Thank you for being with us, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.